Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He throws the baseball in a way and it just does a little something different kind of each time, and that is hard for hitters.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Friedel is out on strikes. Strikeout for Justin Steele.
Swing and a miss on a sharp slider. That's out number one. That's in that unhittable category. To a right-handed batter, it comes in, lands near your right feet or right foot. And the ball bounced in the dirt. Amaya blocked it, kept it in front of him, and just casually walked over and tagged Wynn for out number one. It swung and a miss, strike three. A high fastball got him. White Sox don't score.
1-2, check swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the slider, one away.
Strike three called. Steele strikes out Michael A. Taylor, his first strikeout of the game.
Joe waits, a long set by Steele and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. Cruz stranded at first.
A lot of sliders in there, it sounds like. Justin Steele is on Twitter at J_Steele21. The Cubs left-hander and 2023 All-Star is here with us at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. Thanks for joining us, Justin.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
I think Dan's excited because he wants to talk fishing with you. I just want to go straight to the source on the update. Where are you at? I know you're fighting back and getting ready to come off the injured list, rejoin the team. But do you know when you're pitching?
It's going to be here pretty soon. I'm sure council will be breaking something here soon. But, yeah, it'll be here in the next few days or whatnot. But, yeah, feeling good. Bullpens have been going well. You know, throwing without feeling anything, that's the main thing. So it's very mentally freeing just being able to go out there and play catch and not feel anything.
When you talk about mentally freeing, what's that process like when you know something isn't quite right to knowing, okay, this is what's wrong, I can deal with this now?
Yeah, I mean, every MLB player, you know, if you play 162, you go through ups and downs, fatigue and different things. So everybody always says every player is playing with a little something. I was kind of just, managing some elbow tightness and whatnot, kind of worked my way through it, and it just kind of got to a point where it's like, let's just find out what's in there. And we got some good news when the MRI, we did the proper modalities and whatnot, and, yeah, it got me back really quick.
I remember talking to David Ross a couple of years ago, and we were talking about your four-seamer, and I said, well, I've heard it described so many different ways, and I watch it from the center field camera where you can really see how hitters get a weird reaction to it. And he said, well, a scout would probably call it a cutter, but it's not a traditional cutter. It's because you throw it with four seams.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a baseball here.
Yeah.
I've been dying to know how you grip it. So that is a classic straight four-seam grip.
Yes, and I would say what makes me really good at supinating, getting on this side of the ball to make it go into the righty, is this: I have a pretty stiff wrist when I'm throwing through, coming through my motion. So instead of like being flimsy, laying back, mm-hmm. creating like that natural like arm side movement, my wrist is pretty locked and it just comes through that way. That's kind of why I'm good at making the ball go that way with my slider, my four seam, and everything else. And then, from that, it's just my development side's kind of been learning to make the ball go the other way with my sinker and my changeup, implementing the curveball, doing different things to create more carry with the four seam, just, fine-tuning everything.
Was that a pitch lab effort where you got the data and you're sitting with analysts who are saying, wow, okay. Is it something you did naturally that they noticed, or did they say, try that with a tighter, firmer wrist?
It was something I did naturally, but didn't know what it was or how to quantify it until I started throwing with technology and whatnot. And, you do different things, you feel different things, and then having the data like right behind you as soon as you throw the pitch, you kind of are able to put one and two together to see how the result's coming about. So it's like, when I do this, this happens. When I do this, this happens, kind of deal.
When you look at technology and what you've learned about it from the time growing up, maybe playing Little League, to now, how much has that changed pitching in general, but for you and your path and kind of how you've become the guy that you've become on the mound?
Technology has changed the game in so many different ways. And, for me, what I was just saying, it kind of just reaffirmed and made me sure of, like, what made me good. And I was able to just, kind of lean into what made me good, getting that four in on the righties with the cut. And then, this year I've really been implementing the sinker into the lefties, get them off the other side of the plate, and then just mixing the slider and the breaking balls off of that. So, it's helped me tremendously just, figuring out exactly who I am and what makes me good.
Do you feel like the technology has helped pitchers more in general or hitters?
Yes, I think it's helped pitchers lot more. I think it definitely helps hitters as well, as far as like figuring out their swing, how they swing, when they swing a certain way, how the ball flies off their bat and stuff. There's so much technology that hitters use as well.
Now, I don't want to get too wonky on this, but if you're able to supinate naturally that strongly, the opposite effect would be a pronation
which is sinkers and changeups. Like, so people that pronate really well, those sinkers and changeups, like, very well. Kyle Hendricks, for instance, mm-hmm. is a very, very, one of the elite pronators in the league, and that's why he's been able to have such a long career throwing sinkers, changeups, and mixing it.
So show me the sinker grip
right there, just like a traditional sinker.
Traditional sinker, so then that you're going to release.
So with the sinker, we've done a lot of different ways. I've held it like straight up, tilted, and we've kind of landed on this one seam orientation because, like I said, I have a stiff wrist,
mm-hmm.
and it'll come out like it is going this way, like my four, and then it'll just like catch a seam and kind of go the other way.
Now, is that a seam shift?
Unless I'm in Colorado.
Really? But it's that noticeable?
Oh God, when I'm in Colorado, it just keeps going that way.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So you're okay with missing that particular series, perhaps?
I've pitched there before. It was a grind, but I made it through it.
How about Hendricks out there?
Yeah,
I didn't see that coming. You talk about somebody who does rely on a lot of that stuff.
Fastballs up.
Yep.
Sinkers up.
He was Shota Hendricks, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your relationship like with Shota Imanaga?
It's awesome. Talk to him every day. I love talking pitching with him. I love watching his bullpens. He loves watching ours. Super smart, just picking up English right away, like hardly needs his translator. It's a lot of fun watching him.
So he's at the point now where he's doesn't really even, for you to have a conversation with him, you can get by without the translator.
Yeah, if we're talking baseball stuff at the field, like, he hardly needs his translator. He's gotten to a point where he knows all the key words and everything. If we're talking about, fishing or something, like, I'll get the translator. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you brought up fishing. And I, because it is huge in Japan. I think every single piece of equipment I have is either Okuma, Daiwa. I mean, it's all even the hooks I'm using, I think, are Japanese. So a couple years ago, you took your teammates into the Gulf for tuna.
Yeah, this past off season.
Now, do they know going into it? Because I know tuna fishing is torture.
No, it's awesome.
Okay. I've always said this. This is a derivation of what Dorothy Parker used to say about writing. I love having caught a tuna.
Yeah.
I hate catching one. If you're going to tell me, what are you going to do? You're going to crank a handle as hard as you can as something immensely strong that's on the bottom of the ocean that does not want to come up from the bottom of the ocean is going to spend its life, whatever it has remaining in its life, going in smaller and smaller concentric circles until you can bring it up.
Yeah, that's the fun part.
How is that fun?
He's strong, you're not.
It's exciting.
It is exciting, but it hurts.
Everyone's yelling on the boat, like, get it in. And when we were doing it, there in the Gulf, we have like an overpopulation of sharks. So there's like sharks chasing the tuna. It's like action. It's like, you got to get that thing in the boat.
But so everybody was taking turns cranking on it?
So with the amount of sharks that are chasing your fish, and this is like a 150-pound tuna, so that's a lot of meat. You know, a lot of money on the end of that. So, like, you want that. You don't want a shark to take half of it. So, like, I'm going for probably 3 to 5 minutes as fast as I can, you know, as hard as I can. And then I hand it to Abbott. He's doing the same thing. Nico, same thing. Strength coach Keegan, same thing. And then we get in the boat. You know, we're slapping hands, celebrating. Like, everyone's fired up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, it's happening again. It's, like, it's awesome.
So, it's team building, basically, on the water.
Yeah. Now, and then we stayed on a boat that was literally a houseboat. It was on the water. And our boat picked us up at like 5:30 in the morning, just pulled up right up to the houseboat, went fishing for 6 hours, caught as many fish as we could. We literally filled the ice chest up. And then we came back and watched football all day.
His version just sounds better than whatever your version was going to be.
My experience with tuna is just like we finally got one in. It was probably like 50 pounds. This was in the Sea of Cortez off of Cabo. Because they're a little smaller there. And then all of a sudden, I heard the tick, tick, zzz. I'm like, oh, we got to do this again? Like, I was barely recovered.
The fact that you're dreading it, and he's explaining it in a completely different way.
But there were only three of us, and it was, you know, my and son and my nephew.
Okay, yeah.
And so I didn't have professional athletes helping me out.
That also explains it. Yeah. I think that's pretty true. Out of all the fishing that you've done, like, do you remember when you fell in love with fishing?
Oh, yeah. I was probably 10 or 11 years old. It was spring break. I remember it was a cold spring break in Mississippi. And I went to my Mimi's. My grandpa has, like, 7 ponds on his land, a bunch of land, 7 ponds on it, and, you know, a bunch of fish and whatnot. And I was just out there fishing by myself. Didn't catch anything all day. I was out there 2 or 3 hours. And my Mimi's at the top of the hill watching me. And I, you know, hooked this big fish. And I just started fishing, didn't know how to maneuver this reel or anything. And it's taking my line out, and I don't know what to do. So I just grab the line and the reel, and I just start running backwards. And I'm just
like tug of war.
Yeah, I'm just tugging this huge, and I know it's huge. I saw it jump out of the water, so I'm really excited. And I just start running backwards, and I'm looking back, and the fish is like, I'm literally dragging this fish out of the water. And it gets about where like half of it is sticking out of the water, and half of it's not. My hook came flying by me. So, like, it's, like, in the mud, like, tired, like, trying to, like, get back in the water.
Is it a bass?
Yeah. It's an 8.5-pound bass.
So that's a fish of a lifetime.
Yes. How much did you weigh at that time?
I have a picture of it. I mean, it's literally the size of my torso.
Okay.
So, anyways, the hook comes flying by me. I turn around, and I see it, like, squirming, trying to get back. I full sprint, belly flop, right on top of this bass. Grab it like this, and I just chunk it up onto the land.
That's right.
And I just start yelling. I'm like, let's go! I'm just like yelling at this fish. My Mimi is watching at the top of the hill, like, what is going on?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My man.
I love that.
Made the local newspaper.
I see. What was the local newspaper?
George County Times.
Okay. I love this. One of the reasons I was excited about having you on is because, you know, it's always nice to be on air with someone who also knows how to pronounce Biloxi.
Yeah,
you know,
Biloxi.
Everybody can't do that. Mm-hmm. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, but I know all the – I went to school in Mississippi State. I know all about all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I asked you about how old you were when you fell in love with fishing, because I want to know also how old were you when you fell in love with baseball?
So I have a brother that's 5 years older than me, and he was, you know, playing baseball from the time I was born. So I like grew up following him around to travel ball tournaments and stuff. So, I mean, I really don't know, probably 3 years old, two, three, and I started playing when I was four. I was in T-ball.
So as long as you can remember baseball.
Yeah, I was always at a baseball field following my brother around and stuff.
How long did he play? How high did he go?
He played college level. He got to Southern Miss. He got to Southern Miss, and then that was it.
Wow. Well,
so it's got to be pretty – I mean, people don't realize, as old baseball runs in the family, but to then – when did you – let's go back to what Ian Happ said about the Joe Madden stages of being a baseball player.
I got you.
You wrote them down?
You know about the five levels?
Yeah,
okay,
I've heard this
so,
before.
You know, happy to be here. I got to prove I belong. I belong. I want to get paid, and then I want to win. So what was your question?
I was just going to ask, like, when did you know you belonged?
That's a good question. When I made my debut, I kind of had a moment where I was like, okay, I can pitch at this level. I can do this. You know, I got through my first outing clean. That was kind of a moment of like, this is possible. I can do this and whatnot. And then I had a big moment later that year against the Dodgers where I came in. It was like, you know, we were thin in the bullpen going into this game. Wouldn't be necessarily a situation I would normally pitch in, but we got into the ninth inning. It was a tied ball game still. I don't know if it might have been extras and there was a runner on second already or something, but I came in and got out of the situation, struck the last guy out, and I remember coming off the mound like I'm able to, you know, get big outs when I want to and stuff, and that was kind of a good moment.
It's remarkable to hear someone in their own words kind of describing that journey, whether it's personal stuff, whether it's professionally. Being where you are now and knowing what the expectations were for this season, how do you feel about the season in totality? I know it's not over yet, but just kind of where you are, you're obviously not out of it, but it's an uphill climb.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the quality of my season, I feel really good about the quality. I feel like I made improvements from last year, kind of what I was saying, you know, mixing the changeup in more, the sinker in more, just becoming more of a complete pitcher overall and stuff. So I'm really proud of myself as far as that stuff goes. You know, I've kind of had some bad luck as far as injuries go, opening day with a hamstring and whatnot, and then, you know, having the elbow flare up and whatnot. So just kind of, you know, battling those things during season and, you know, trying to come back at, you know, in a fast manner to help the team and whatnot. That's definitely been challenging, but I think it's something that'll just make me better in the long run.
All right, more importantly, the 8.5-pound bass, you said your hook came flying by you. If I had to guess what you were using, return Mississippi. My guess is
spring break, but it was cold, choppy water.
Yeah, but you're a kid though, yeah. So it's not going to be anything too cold. My guess is a Texas rigged plastic.
It was a spinning reel.
But it's just
a spinner,
a little like a MEPS.
It was a white like spinning reel with the like things on the back.
Oh,
of
a spin bait. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it gets on top of the water and twirls the top of the water.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, because that's a good eat too. Because then you see it get grabbed.
Yeah, that's how I knew it was big, because I literally saw it and I was like, it's on.
Oh, you see. So that people don't understand when I had to explain that I had to walk in the pond up to my waist because that got hung up on a lily pad.
Oh, no.
And stuck about 10 feet offshore. And I'm like, well, I'm going in. And it was absolutely worth it.
Oh, no.
Because they don't get them around here like that.
The water?
I walked into the water up to my waist. And I went out for the entire day by myself. That was the second cast of the day. So I had another 8 hours of fishing with my entire lower body completely soaked, shoes soaked, everything.
That's a good experience.
Did not care.
That's what it's about.
It was already a good day at that point.
See, I've been fishing, but not to the level that you guys are talking about right now. And it's great to hear.
Yeah, kind of tagged one.
But I wish I could relate better to what you were explaining and share the moment that you're sharing.
Well, right, see, now at some point we're gonna see right here. See this big lake right here. I know people like to take the boats out there and catch all the, you know, the salmon.
Wait, what big lake are you talking about?
It's rumored to be there's a big lake here that kind of affects the way the ball flies here, and just walking the shoreline, you have no idea how incredible the fishing is in this city, if you know what you're doing.
Really?
Incredible.
I've never fished in this lake.
You, at all? Not even on a charter? Oh, come on.
I really don't do much freshwater fishing anymore.
Well,
that was like the thing, like I said, when I fell in love with fishing, I kind of like wore out bass fishing.
Felt like you conquered bass fishing.
You conquered largemouth bass fishing.
Yeah, I haven't caught a smallmouth before.
Okay, because I would rather catch a 3-pound smallmouth than a 5-pound largemouth.
Okay,
it is a different experience.
Okay,
they are made of sterner stuff.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.